start from the beginning of Perek Shvi again. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Shara Avodas Olakim. Avol Masha Sha'alta Al Apocho Shechayiv Odom L'Shem Yisalom En HaAvoda, the minimum amount, right? How does the Chayiv Avodas define Avodas Olakim? He defines Avodas Olakim not in terms of doing mitzvahs, in the sense of not doing mitzvahs per se, but the avodas halukim is in feeling a sense of akaras hatov and the totsah of that is kiyum hatayra. But as the whole sefer Chavis Halvodas is based on, the ikar of a person is his attitudes. That's the avodas halakim, is in your attitudes, in your feelings, is in your attitude. That's what Chayvus Halvodus is here to tell us, teaches us. And as important as the Maisa mitzvahs are, it would be a tragic error, of course, to just have the right attitudes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev to do more. But we can't forget what the basis is. We shouldn't forget what the main thing is, and that's our attitudes. And first and foremost in our attitudes is the Hakaras HaTov. And that's why if you see a person that's missing Hakaras HaTov, even Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, forget about the Eibishter for a moment. Don't forget about the Eibishter. I don't think we ever now say. But putting aside the Hakaras HaTov we have to feel towards the Eibishter, if you find a person that is lacking in his Hakaras HaTov towards other people, you should make sure to run the other way. That's what comes out of this whole, that's something that comes out of the whole Shar Avodas Elokim. I was thinking about Sharon. I was thinking that the very first, when he came back, his lack of Hakaras HaTov to all the people that helped him in the years when he was on the outs, right? So the Ikka, the Haredim helped him, and secondarily they bashtitzim, they gave him chizik, they were his friends, and he showed a total lack of Hakaras HaTov. And according to the Chayvus Halvodus, really that is a supreme flaw, and that really indicates that you're dealing with an amoral person. And that should have been an indication then. Someone who would have learned Chayvus Halvodus would have understood that a lack of Hakaras HaTov, someone who, and it's true, stopping people, whether you're dealing with a shul or with family or with people, you should know that's one of the things that really comes out of the Chayvus Halvodus. Avodas Elokim. Avodas Elokim is to sit and learn. It's not true. Avodas Elokim is to do mitzvahs. It's not true. Avodas Elokim is v'yatolecha kamolcha. No, it's not true. Avodas Elokim is to be makir tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all he does to us, and everything flows from that. And that is what a person is. That's how he develops the idea. Anyway, Perek Shvi is a 10-point program to implement the minimal Hakaras HaTov towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is your minimal. Just like your minimal putting on a tefillin, let's say we'll call it, is to say Kriya Shema and Damit Shmoneh Esrei, let's say. Or the minimal amount of matzah you have to eat is a kazayas. So there's a minimal Hakaras HaTov. And that's what Perek Shvi is. A 10-point Hakaras HaTov program, that is the minimal. So Avu Masha Sha'alta Lapochel Shechayiv Odom L'Shem Yisalem En HaAvoda Asher Yizke Bo. And he keeps repeating this, and it's so funny that he keeps saying that through this you'll be Zolchet to Hashem continuing to bestow upon you Toivus. And as much as he spent the last parak saying how you have to get that out of your head and you have to be sincere in your Hakaras HaTov and not use it as a tool to continue getting Tov, but he like never misses an opportunity to throw in, just like at the end of the last perek. If you look on top of Perek Shvi, it says, "What you get from Hashem, you'll get." lo and takavi also b'tochal techlo. But you can't like wait for it. You can't anticipate it. You can't hope for it. I tell you, it's like I always make a joke about the Mishnah, right? The sofa covered lovo. Chazal made sure it would be impossible to do things not for covered by saying the sofa covered lovo. It was too easy without that, so they made it hard by saying the sofa covered lovo. So the Chazal Bava makes it hard by saying that you're going to be zoche. Through that you'll be zoche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue. Grada, at the end of the perek, he says that if Hashem doesn't deliver, because not always does Hashem deliver what we would like him to deliver, so he says the reasons why. The reasons why it's happening. But the pashtus, through your Hakaras HaTov, you are ensuring that Tov will continue. So you want it to continue. You want Hashem really to increase the Tov. But at least to continue it, this is the 10-point program. Hey Masora and Yon. Mayhem. Number one. Shlo Ya'aseno Sibo Lemirio. Don't take the good that Hashem has given you, the benefits, and use it to be more than Hashem. Don't take wealth, Kesav Zov Hirbalahem. Zov also, and they made an egel. Right? Don't take the Zov and make an egel. People become rich, they move to neighborhoods where there's not such good influences on their children. They go to schools that are not such good influences. Their lifestyle takes them away from Avodas Hashem. That's taking the good Hashem does. That's what he's talking about here. That's number one. Number one is don't, Hashem gives you intelligence. Use it for good things, not for bad things. Hashem gives you the gift of sight. Right? So you think about it. Say, hey, wow. Chalif Avodas wants you to walk and contemplate how wonderful it is. There are some people who are blind, you know, your eyes don't have to work. And you say, wow, you know. Then you can thank Hashem for contact lenses. Thank Hashem for glasses. I never understood people, how old are glasses? Only a couple of years. So what did people do before that? Like they walked around blind. Reading is easy. It's most people are farsighted. Anyway, but anyway, you have to thank Hashem for glasses and multifocals. I thank Hashem for multifocals. And yeah, so you can't take your sight and use it for bad things. You can't take your intelligence and use it for bad things. So that's number one of Hakaras HaTov, is not to take the Tov and use it to go against the will of Hashem. Or you become arrogant. That's what it is, right? Hashem makes you rich or gives you intelligence or bestows good upon you, and you feel superior to other people. That's also nichlal in this. That's included in this also. Don't take the benefit and use it against Hashem. Hashem gives a person power. You go into a position and then you use it to oppress people. You use it to throw your weight around. You use it to get your own way. That's what you're doing. You're taking the good that Hashem has given you, and you're using it as he calls it, Siba Lemirio. Siba to rebel, not rebel, to go against Hashem. What?
Any avodah a person does, taking the good Hashem gives
you. On a certain level, yeah. Because you're taking, Hashem gives you the ability to think and to talk and to move, right? On a sense, it's that. And the Chanan. Halavai, we should be up to that, to realizing that. He's just talking on a level even of. He's talking in general. But I'm saying to explain to people, especially in the sense of the kesef of the zov irbesi lahem, the zov osu habal, and they made an ego out of the zov, you know, the extra that Hashem does. But you're right, life itself is that way. Umehem number two, sheyasker tovas Hashem alav b'lashono. He's very makbid to Chagas Halvavas that you verbalize your thanks. Tilas Hashem yedaber pi. Should say it. We say when no one's listening. What? No, he's even, to others you could, but he means even to yourself. And when you take that walk, where you think about the gift of sight that Hashem gave you, so you say, or you could say Modani with Kavana. Wouldn't hurt. Modani lefanecho melechai v'kayam shechazar tavin ishmasi v'chem wa. Rabba munasecho. Whoa, Hashem. Right? You could even sing the song. Hashem, thank you for another day. The Yarbalo bracha, every time you make a bracha, if Kavana by a bracha, slow down when you make a bracha. Slow down. Say it loud. So you're verbalizing your thanks to Hashem. The Yarbalo bracha, the soda belibo, Bichas HaShachar. You can put so much effort into Bichas HaShachar. Bichas HaShachar encompasses so much of life. When you thank Hashem for fruit, thank Hashem for babka. I went to Brooklyn Bake Shop today to buy the babka. They said someone came this morning and bought out all their babkas and sent it to Kushkatif for Shabbos. They have none left. Someone came in the morning, bought them all out, and just sent them down. What? The stomach, yeah, they're letting in food still. The Yarbaloi, but I'm saying, so they can even have that. They'll make a bracha. They'll thank Hashem. They even have that for Shabbos. So I wasn't able to get, so I got something else. The Yarbaloi bracha, the soul, the belibo. So, belibo. Because when you make a bracha without kavon, it's very bad. You have to feel the thanks, but because the Lord is very wise in saying that it's very ikedik to verbalize it also. The libo ubegoloi bedvarav. So that's when you're talking to people, you should say it to people. You point it out to your children. It's very good. You can be mechanech children. Children are good. An adult is embarrassed. Shouldn't be, but many adults are embarrassed. I have a good friend who started making brachas out loud. Then he came to me with tainus a few months later, and that his friends are calling him a Baal Tshuva. He said, "You ruined my social life. Everybody calls me a Baal Tshuva now." Umeham, number three. Shalo yekachesh b'hem. Don't deny the ekalu be'enot. Don't minimize it. You say, I'm healthy. You say, everybody's healthy. What's the big deal? I have a roof over my head. Most people have roofs over their heads. And that's called yekalu be'enot, minimizing the tova. You could be mechachesh the tova. You could say, yeah, it's not so great. Big deal. It's not a tova at all. But you have to think and contemplate why it is a tova, right? And the idea is hamechi mitzadei gover. You make a bracha, you can walk. So, you have to think. I mean, unfortunately, the way to thank Hashem is to think about people that can't walk, or people either paralyzed or they have other reasons why they can't walk. But you can be mechachesh in the tova. You say, it's not so good. You know, people say, I didn't ask to be born. This is I don't know if it's a philosophical, people either talk philosophically or they mean it, but it's certainly when you talk about Chagas Halavas type attitudes, the first thing you hear from people is, I didn't ask to be born, and I'm pretty miserable, and life is pretty lousy, and that's called Yechachesh. You deny that it's even a tova. V'yekalu be'enov is to minimize it. You didn't say it. Everybody has it, and the like. So that's three. You have to count out the things. Number one is not to use it against Hashem. Number two is to verbalize to feel the thanks and to verbalize it. And number three is not to minimize it. Number four, umehem. Shelo yiyaches osom luzuloso imhoyu aludei emtsoi. Sheyode ozla emtsoi. You'll end up thanking the doctor. You'll end up thanking the teacher who taught you whatever it is you know. You'll end up thanking your friend for giving you the job or whatever. The yisaleim and lahodos l'Hashem aleim. That you'll right. You have to attribute it to Hashem. You say, you know, who anything that happens. Who was marapping you, the doctor? Who put out the fire in your house, the fireman? Who caught the... What? Thank the doctor, you have to thank your doctor. Yachis. Who are you attributing the good to? You have to thank the doctor. That's Hilchus Akoras. I told that he was the Shliach. You have to be aware that the fact that Hashem chose him to be the Shliach, Megal Gun Tzchus Al Yidei Zakai, the Chavis Halvada says, we had in an earlier parak, you look at it that way. Menschlichkeit demands that you thank the Emtsoi, but don't be Miyaches, the Yeshua to the Emtsoi. So that's number four is, so how would you say it, that the number four of the 10-point program of Akoras HaTov is make sure you attribute the Tova properly, which in Hashem's case means everything ultimately is Hashem that did it. So if someone saves you, if someone gives you a ride, so you have to train yourself. So the person you say thank you, and to yourself you have to thank Hashem. It's Hashem that gave you the ride. And you can train, again, you can train children. It's much easier to train children, but you should train yourself, we should train ourselves also to think that way. Thank Hashem for the ride. Number five, Umehem. Really, I mean, some of these things look very similar. Number five is not to attribute it to yourself. You know, Shelo Yispar Abraham V'yale Alibo Shehu Rechashem B'chocho V'svunaso Omit Mei Shehu Zakai Lohem. That's two things he says, and this is very hard. Because of a person, we discussed this at length in Shara Bitachon, people can't believe it. They say, I worked more and I made more money this week. So are you trying to tell me that there's no connection between these two events? And if I wouldn't have worked more, I would have earned the more money anyway? And of course I did it. So we won't go into the bitachon hishtadlus aspect of that question, but that is a danger that you attribute it to yourself. That you, this is kochi de otzim yodi. And maybe you'll give like an obligatory tip of the hat, they call it, to the Eibishter. But you certainly feel like, because it certainly looks like it, that you went out and you earned the money. You went out and you did it. You went out and you fixed it. You went out and you did something. Or, even if you're willing to recognize and feel that it's from Hashem, but you feel it's coming to you. Omit Neishu Zakai Lahem. So that's the same problem. That's number five of this 10-point program, to be ochre this. And you ochre this by contemplation. If you just leave it to force of habit, these are the things you're going to fall into, these attitudes, if you don't work on it. If you don't, the working on it seems to me is possible by thinking about it, by realizing. You say, wait a second, how many times did I do something and it failed? How many times did I do something and it wasn't successful? How many things could have gone wrong? Who gave me the ability to do it in the first place? And you think, so you say, oh, and you. So that's number five. Don't take credit for yourself, either through. I'm saying, you know, you say, yeah, we all know, yeah, but when we say the sentence, it's usually in first person pronoun. I did this, I did that, I earned this, I accomplished this. And you have to catch yourself and realize you're also just an emtsoi. What? What? Oh, you're talking about the second point, yeah. That you deserve it. Not in the sense of deserving it, not in the sense of you don't have to feel like Karas HaTov because it's coming to you. You could say, I think Hashem is helping me to learn, and I appreciate that. And I'm Makir Tov for that gufa, that Hashem is allowing me to sit and learn. That's what you feel like Hashem's helping me to sit and learn.
So I'm basically saying that I'm getting because I'm learning.
Yeah, but it's mamash the other way around. Not that you deserve it because you're learning. You should look at it, turn the mamash. The truth is, and you should turn it around. that Hashem is like your father-in-law. You know, he's giving you money. He wants you to sit and learn. So you thank him. What? Oh yeah, that's what you meant. No, it's very dangerous to think that way. It's very dangerous to think that you deserve anything.
No, I think I'm getting. I'm getting things, and I think it's because I'm learning.
If you don't mean that you deserve it, then I don't know what you mean because you're learning.
I think Hashem takes care of a lot of things for you.
Oh, that's not called deserving. That's Hashem allowing you. Things in my house don't break because Hashem knows I'll waste time fixing them. You shouldn't think you deserve it. You shouldn't think it's coming to you. That's the operative sentence, the operative phrase. You shouldn't think it's coming to you. It's a very dangerous frame of mind to think that something's coming to you. That's a rejection of Hakaras HaTov. And that's why he puts it on the list. Once you think it's coming to you, so then... if you realize what the words mean, once you think it's coming to you, you're not going to feel Hakaras HaTov. Then we're not using the words correctly. If you feel it's coming to you, you're not going to feel Hakaras HaTov. No, everything's a matnas chinam. We deserve nothing. We're starting from scratch. We start from scratch.
Why?
We didn't exist. Hashem gave us life. We didn't.
No, because Shmuel was getting a bigger salary. Shmuel, is it? It's not okay. If you said that Hashem was giving this because Ryan, this is what Hashem.
Let's clarify this. A person talking about himself, and he says, "I earn." Baruch Hashem in six figures. I earn in six figures because I work hard. Is that? I don't know what the word deserve means. I think let's talk more precisely. This is obviously what Hashem thinks I should get. This is what Hashem thinks I should get. Deserve means that there's a prior reason why Hashem, so to speak, is forced to give it to me. It's bedinu that I should get it. No, that's not a good attitude. The attitude is, this is obviously what Hashem thinks that I should get. But it creates tremendous responsibilities on me. It demands on me that I give more tzedakah. It demands on me that I use, that I don't become arrogant if I have more money. I have to use my money for better things. It creates a responsibility on me. But I'm getting it because Hashem wants me to have it, that's for sure. Because Hashem thinks I should have it.
This is what I'm worthy of receiving.
No. If by worthy you mean deserves, like when you lend someone money, he owes you to pay you back. He owes it to you. That's what that's basic Pirkei Avos. I'll tell you, Kavod Rav Shamshon is a Rav Almanas to Kabul Pras. Even if you say Hashem gives me like a Matnas Chinam, Tzadikim Vashanan El Hashem next week, etc. Tzadikim only. They ask for matnas chinam. They don't feel they deserve anything. Chavis Halvavah spends many prokim in different places in the Sefer, saying that basically the idea of that we can't do for Hashem even a. In Anachum Aspikim Lahodus L'Chah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokeinu V'Seinu Alachas Ne'elef Alfei Alaf Ribei Yevavos Pa'amin Atolto Shosisim Avosenu V'Imanu. We can't. We don't. Hashem paid us all back by giving us life for a half hour. That's already payback. Anything we deserve. No, you don't have to feel guilty. Hashem wants me to have it. You should feel besimcha. And you should realize that you therefore have to react accordingly. You have more of a responsibility. If Hashem gives you more good things, you can say Hashem holds I can handle it. If Hashem didn't think I can handle it, he wouldn't give it to me. So that makes a responsibility to handle it properly. That's number five. So number one is not to turn it against Hashem, so to speak. Number two is to verbalize and think The Hakaras HaTov, number three, is not to minimize it or deny it entirely. Number four is not to attribute it to someone else. And number five is not to take credit for it, that you deserve it. That you, that either, that's two parts, A is that I did it. I did this. It's really like number four, except it's much, I imagine the reason the Chavetz Chaim made it a specific point is because it's that much harder, you know, when you're a different person, so it's already outside of you. So it's a question of attribution. Okay, not him, Hashem. But when it's you, so we all think, I did it. Even the things that we did, I mean, because that's how the language is, to say. Nobody can say, I crossed the street. So, you know, Hashem crossed me the street. Like a child, but that's really what it is. Kosh came and was successful. I'm saying a person is successful because he works hard, he attributes it to himself. It's very hard not to. It's almost very, very hard. Number six, Umayhem. This is a little, or maybe very much, like number five, but it's slightly different. Shlo yale alibo shehu masmid osam b'charitzuso v'shehem yovdu mimenu b'hisalmo mehem u'baz nachoso osam. It's really like an offshoot of number five. Number five is that you did it. Number six is that you shouldn't think that, you shouldn't even attribute it to yourself, that it continues because of what you do, and that if you say, okay, Hashem gives me sustenance, Hashem provides me, but if I wouldn't do a good job, I mean, I'd get fired, and it's because I do a good job that my boss keeps me on. Surely I could say that. So the other says, no, not really, you can't. Maybe it's true, if you wouldn't do a good job, he'd fire you. That's probably true, because then you would deserve that Hashem would get you fired. You would deserve that. But Chavetz Chaim here is talking about, again, attribution. Thinking that, you know, having the mental attitude that you're in control. Now that it's here, you say, okay, Hashem got me the job. But now, what was the joke? I once said it over. The guy is like, you know, driving around looking for a parking spot. He can't find one. And then, I don't know. He says, okay, Hashem. You know, and the parking spot opens up. He says, okay, Hashem, I'll take over from here. That's like, once you have the job, so you say, okay, I'm in control now. That's what he's talking about in number six. To think that you're in control. Even though you feel like you're in control. You know, when you say the words, when you learn Chavetz Chaim, you sit back and you go, yeah, sure, a fada. But when you go through life, certainly we do feel that we're in control of things. And it takes a lot of avoda to not even feel that you're controlling the situation. Umehem, number seven. This is amazing what he says in number seven. So amazing that maybe we'll save it for next week. He says in number seven that part of Hakaras HaTov is really, this really boils down to not thinking you deserve it. It's not to feel superior to someone who doesn't have those tovos. That you feel you must be a superior person because you must be more deserving because you have XYZ and the other person doesn't, and that makes you feel superior to the other person. That's number seven, what you have to watch out for. And it has to do with Hakaras HaTov, because it has to do with feeling that you deserve it. So if you deserve it, so then you're a better person than the other person who doesn't deserve it, obviously, because he doesn't have it. So that's another really manifestation of the feeling of deserving it. Okay, so that's what we'll start from next week. Yeah, why not? I don't know, maybe I don't know where I'll be, but Pashtun. We'll assume everything will be normal, and we'll just take it day by day next week. That's all.